The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Very excited to have this guy on the phone, Jules.
Yeah, that's right. You know I am a massive fan of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. Of course, Bachelor in Paradise is my new one that I'm obsessed with. And I feel blown away that we are able to speak to Jared on the phone this morning. Morning, Jared. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm pretty good this morning after last night's little episode.
Jared, you're a guy who wears your heart on your sleeve. You fall for ladies really quickly. How did you feel when you had these two intruders come in last night, Grant and Canadian Daniel, just brazenly saying that they wanted to swoop in and take your ladies?
Look, they were very cocky and they probably still are. You can't really control who they think they are.
Yeah.
But having them on the island, it's probably a good distraction for the girls and also for the girls to realise what the Aussie guys are actually like.
Yeah.
Because one of them especially is just the Muppet.
Yeah.
Total Muppet.
That's the thing, because you've gone into this and you guys are generally pretty good mates, all the guys. These Americans come in and they're all, hey, we're here to steal your women. Don't care who we're going to stomp all over. And I feel like you're right, it is a wake-up call for the ladies to go, oh, actually, the guys we had were pretty good.
That's right. I mean, we all test ourselves in The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and I think the guys seem to always test themselves and the girls don't have to do it enough. Now, this is a good challenge for them to actually find out who they actually are and what they really want in life. And if it's some show pony with some abs, or if it's a genuine guy without the abs, who knows?
Or a genuine guy with the abs. I mean, that is the perfect combination, right?
That's the perfect combo, exactly.
Now, Jared, we first met you and I think much of Australia fell in love with you in Sophie Monk's season of The Bachelorette. I think a lot of hearts broke, of course, when you were runner-up but didn't quite, be named Sophie's Bachelor. But you weren't the best mates with Blake back in that season. I mean, there was the whole Love Fern incident. Is that water under the bridge now? Because you seem to be getting along okay.
Yeah, definitely water under the bridge. Blake and I think we just kind of wanted to solve our problems there and then.
Yeah.
And it was a perfect opportunity because you can't escape the island. And, I mean, we've got to live with each other. And we took a liking to each other. So that's perfect. So, yeah, we've turned a corner together and we've become good friends on the island.
Yeah. It's good to see that turnaround.
Yeah, very good. I'm not going to lie, Jared. When I saw that Bachelor in Paradise was actually coming to Australia and they said, you know, people are going to find love, there's going to be fights, there's going to be heat, and there's going to be a proposal, I immediately thought that's going to be you popping the question to somebody because you are a guy that falls for women very quickly. Can you let anything slip? Have you proposed to anyone?
Look, I'm always open to the idea. I'm not going to say it's a silly idea.
Yep.
But right now, when you've got Macca and Daniel, they're kind of making me look like a little bit of an angel.
That is true.
I mean, I've decided and I've already figured out what am I doing. I shouldn't be going so hard and fast. And I pull myself back and then, well, I just watch those two now.
Yeah.
It's entertaining for me.
Yeah, it's a good turnaround. Is it kind of...
Yeah.
Is it a bit weird for you at the moment, Jared? I mean, you're kind of living two lives. There's the version of you who's already lived all of this. You've been in paradise and you kind of know how it unfolds for you personally. But then there's the other half of you watching it unfold on TV. I guess what I'm trying to say is, are you happy with the way the whole thing has sort of worked out for you?
I'm happy with how it's all going.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very beginning, it's hard to remember back to that far to figure out what's going on and what's happening next. And I think one episode's like 3 or 4 days. So it goes so quickly in your head, but yet it didn't feel like that on the island at all.
Yeah.
So I'm happy because there's other people there that can take the attention away from me.
Yep.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Bonus.
Yeah. And you don't have the editors just solely focusing on you and making you out to be a crazy person. You've got it spread out over a whole bunch of people that they can focus on too, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good. It's refreshing. I mean, they keep zooming in on me wearing that hat. Now, I don't know why somebody didn't tell me that hat was hideous. You know what? Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. But no, I think that's the only downside. They could have just put something else on my head there.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, Jared, we are absolutely loving watching you on Bachelor in Paradise. I really hope you find love this time and don't get screwed around. Good luck. And we look forward to seeing you tonight at 7:30 on Channel 10.
Yeah, be prepared. It's going to be an interesting rose ceremony.
Awesome.
Brilliant. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day. The Power FM Brekkie Show.